Welcome to the Dr. Dreama Show, inspiration and practical strategy for achieving your dream life. I'm your host, Dr. Dreama. I'm a psychologist and life designer. I'm here to help you design the life you want and deserve.
So this past week, I've been thinking a lot about comfort zones. You know, your comfort zone is that area where you feel safe, you feel at ease, you pretty much know what to expect. And I realized I have found my comfort zone living in France. Moving to a foreign country entails a lot of details. But more than that, once you land, there are so many changes, things that you don't know to anticipate. Sure, you know that the culture is different, and we moved here because of the culture. But you forget that there are going to be things like, nachos that you forget that you really are going to miss. I knew that France didn't have Mexican food, or at least not a lot of it. But I didn't anticipate the intensity of how I would miss my nachos. And nachos are a small thing. And there are lots of other things that I miss, of course. But it's been almost 2 years, and I realized the other day I'm completely comfortable going to the market, shopping, the restaurants we go to, the things that we do, and I realized that that might not be the best thing. You see, when we get into our comfort zone, we all need a comfort zone, right? You need to know that when you go home, you can put on your sweats, you can watch TV, talk to your significant other, play with your kids, whatever. That's our comfort zone. The trouble is, when we stay confined in our comfort zone, our life doesn't change. There's nothing going on. There are fewer peaks and valleys. And for most of us, what that translates to is a low-level hum of dissatisfaction. But you may not actually know that's what's going on. And so this is where we have to figure out how to step out of our comfort zone. You see, our activities, they fit a routine, there's a pattern, it minimizes stress, and it minimizes risk. That's not a bad thing in and of itself. When you go to work, you don't want to be stressed out all of the time. There's a big difference between going to work and knowing what is on your plate for the day and going to work and having your boss say, I need to talk to you, right? That's getting out of your comfort zone in a way that doesn't feel good. Because what if your boss says, hey, I've got this project for you, I need it done ASAP, and I need you to present on it by the end of the week? Your stress level is probably just spiked, your anxiety is spiked, and now you're totally out of your comfort zone. Whereas if maybe you had known that this was coming up, you might have felt differently. You might have had a little less stress and a little less anxiety because you knew that you could prepare for it. But when we have ongoing regular happiness, lower anxiety, and reduced stress, it can also put us into a lulled state, if you will, a place where we're not really trying to change, trying to stretch, and the idea of trying something new, maybe later. But here's the problem. In order to achieve maximum performance, we have to have a state of relative anxiety. You see, when you have almost no anxiety or very low anxiety, we're not really driven to do things differently. If on the other end of the spectrum, you have too much anxiety, you can't focus. Most of your energy is just going to go to managing your anxiety. And that's no way to live. And you may know people like that, where they're so anxious that anything that falls outside the regular and the predictable, they tend to almost fall apart. Oh my God, I don't know what we're going to do. What if this happens? And they go totally off running into the future. And it's really hard then for them to bring themselves back. When you hit that sweet spot of anxiety, you have enough anxiety to propel yourself, but not so much that you get derailed from it. So an example of this is in school. If you don't have any anxiety and you have a test coming up, it's not going to push you to study because you're going to be like, no problem, I've got this. If you have too much anxiety, you may overstudy, or you may be busy freaking out. If you have the sort of anxiety that says, whoa, this is really important to me because I want to get an A in this class, you're going to be more focused. You're going to think slightly ahead, not to the point of what if I fail this test and I don't get into college? What if I? You're going to be in that place where you're like, okay, the test is coming up. I need to make sure I read these things, and then I need to do this, and then I need to do that. Makes all the difference. Anytime we have a big event coming up, we're on the spectrum of anxiety somewhere, because a big event connotes that we are going out of our comfort zone. When you're out of your comfort zone, woo, you're taking a risk, you're doing something new. So that anxiety that you feel can be a sign that you're taking steps in the right direction. It means you've left your comfort zone. I remember a few years ago, I was talking to a friend, and things in my life were going well. My kids were both doing great in school. My partner and I were getting along. Work was good. Everything seemed good. And in talking to this friend, she said, I don't know, you sound a little complacent. And I was really surprised because I had never thought of myself as complacent. And so she challenged me to do something different, something big. And she wouldn't let me off the hook around this. And so she told me that there was actually a festival coming up in which people submitted scripts to do a play. Now, I had never done this before. And I think that's what allowed me to say, okay, yeah, I'll take you up on your challenge. I don't think I thought I would be accepted, first of all. And because I had no experience doing this, I didn't have a lot of anxiety around it. I had some anxiety, but I thought, well, why can't I do this? And the submission, in order to see whether or not you would be accepted into this festival, was a relatively straightforward, write us a couple of paragraphs about what your play would be about. And so I decided to do a memoir-based sort of play. Now, these weren't very long. Okay, I think they were supposed to be, the total play was supposed to be about 20 minutes. And so I was thinking, 20 minutes of my life, big deal. And so I submitted, and then I got accepted. When I got that acceptance letter, I wanted to crawl into a hole because my anxiety just spiked. And I thought, how am I going to A, write this, B, memorize it, and C, perform it in front of other people? How am I going to do that? I told you, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I had 3 months to work on it, and I created a monologue. I practiced my monologue. I mean, I had the right amount of anxiety to push me into this place where I got really focused on it, and I started having fun with it until the evening I had to perform. And then I was so far out of my comfort zone that I really tipped over into the too much anxiety. And in that too much anxiety place, I was thinking, what will people think? What if I get out there and embarrass myself? What if I forget what I'm supposed to say? I mean, I just sort of went on and on in my head until finally I caught myself and went, whoa, just come back here. The whole reason you did this was to get out of your comfort zone. You are very firmly out of your comfort zone. And that's what you should be thinking about, the fact that you did this, and you should be proud of it. And so in that moment, my anxiety came down. I mean, it was still high, but it came down. It was at a place where I thought, I can do this. I can get out there and tell stories about my life. And I had crafted these stories to be funny, to be revealing, and I knew that I had people who loved me in the audience. I had a lot of fun, I have to tell you. I had a lot of fun. And every now and then, someone will still say to me, I can't believe you did that. And I just feel my chest open up, and I just feel the sense of pride and confidence because, yeah, I stepped way out of my comfort zone. But you know what? It loosened something in me. It loosened this piece of creativity and this spark to want to do things differently. And so a couple of weeks later, I happened to be at home. I was going into work late, was reading the paper, and I saw that Prudential, the insurance company, was doing on-the-fly commercial auditions. And so I went down and auditioned for a commercial. And over dinner that night, I told my kids and my partner, hey, guess what I did today? And they're like, what? You know, we're never very excited about other people's days, right? And I said, oh, yeah, I auditioned for a commercial today. Well, yeah, then I had their attention. But it was fun. At that point, it became fun, and it was just a big self-challenge. So that's what I mean about finding that sweet spot so that you can really achieve your maximum performance. So what happens when you break out? What happens when you get out of your comfort zone? You learn how to be more productive because you get more focused because you know that you want to do things differently. You also, after a while, you're working this muscle where you learn how to deal with the unexpected more easily. Because every time you push yourself outside of your comfort zone, it's like working that muscle, and that allows you the next time to be like, oh, okay, this is not that big of a deal. Because you have learned that you can push your anxiety up, still be productive or creative, still put yourself out there and take risk, but you learn how to deal with the unexpected. And we all need that, right? Life is not always predictable. You also then, just like I did with, I did the play and then I went to an audition. And by the way, these were not things that I had done before. I just want to make that very clear. But once I saw the audition, I thought, well, why not? What's the worst that can happen? Nothing. So it was fun to push my boundaries around this. And I also then felt like I had this freedom to brainstorm about what else might I do? What else could I focus on? And it was about that time that I started painting. I'd never really been an artist. Well, I'm still not really an artist, if you ask people who really are artists. I'm a person who likes to paint. And I started painting. Big, bold abstracts, lots of colors, big canvases. I loved it. And for the first time, I actually let people see them instead of hiding them. So again, because I had already done these other things, I pushed myself out. I got to a place where I could be like, sure, you want to see me do this? No problem. It felt amazing. It felt amazing. I do have to say that. Because I had never, like I said, I had painted in the past, and then I would just like give them away or paint over them. I didn't really let people engage with me around my paintings. I put them up in my private practice office, which was really scary because these were clients coming in, seeing something about me and potentially judging me. And some of them did. Some of them were like, I think that you should stick with being a psychologist because I'm not so sure you're going to make it as an artist. And I just laughed because, again, I had been working that muscle of being out of my comfort zone, and I was okay with other people not seeing what I saw. So how do you do this? All right, I want to give you a couple of tips here on how to learn how to push yourself outside of your comfort zone in ways that are not necessarily huge. Okay, you don't have to get on stage and perform in order to get out of your comfort zone. You just have to figure out how to do things a little bit differently. So every day, think of the things you do every day. Take a different way to work or a different way home. What happens then is you have to think, you have to focus, you have to be present. Big difference. You can, I don't know, if you're right-handed, you could try writing with your left hand. Again, we're not talking big deal here. We're talking little things that you can do just to nudge yourself outside of your comfort zone. If you have a restaurant that you go to and you always order the same thing because you love it and you know it and it's so good, push yourself out of your comfort zone and order something different. So you can see these are not big things. They're not going to push you over the top. They're just challenging you to shake things up a little bit. You can also, you know, our culture really values making decisions very quickly. Sometimes we need to sit with it. Sometimes we need to think about it. Now, on the flip side of this is you also need to be comfortable and be able to trust yourself making snap decisions. The people who are most successful are the people who tend to make decisions fairly quickly because they know themselves. They've tested themselves. They're accustomed to taking risk, and they know if I make a decision quickly, it doesn't turn out, we can do something differently. So you have to find your area where you're not overthinking, you're not blindly jumping in to making decisions, but you're finding that place where maybe you don't spend as much time as you normally would making a decision, and you let yourself say, yes, I'll do that. Again, you can always work with what happens later. And this is the thing that I tell clients over and over again. When you want to make a change with anything, break it down into small steps, because then you are much more likely to be successful. So when somebody says, I want to do something big, I say, great, let's go for it. And now let's break it down piece by piece so that you can build on your success. This is why when people say, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, blah, blah, how? Tell me exactly how. And don't just say, I'm going to cut out carbs. I want to know what you're going to eat. I want to know what your meal plan looks like. I want to know that you've broken it down so that you can be successful. So just to recap here, we're talking about getting out of your comfort zone, but we're talking about it doing it small. So we're going to start with doing everyday things differently. Drive home a different way. Shake things up. Put something different in your lunch. Go to a restaurant and order something you wouldn't ordinarily order. Take time making decisions and also begin to trust yourself making decisions more quickly. Find that sweet spot in between overanalyzing, underanalyzing, and just stepping out and taking a risk and saying yes. Break it down, just break it down. The smaller the step, the more likely it is that you will be able to do this. I'm looking forward to hearing about your success because this is a big deal. Now, you might be wondering, I started off by saying, ooh, I think I may have found my comfort zone here in France, and maybe that's not such a good thing. So you may be curious about what I'm doing. Well, a couple of things. One is, there are a lot of people who speak English here, and I am lazy about that. I'm going to start speaking French to those people who are speaking English to me because their English is so good, and I get embarrassed sometimes that I'm not as fluent as they are. I'm going to challenge myself to start pushing myself to have those conversations more and more in French. The other thing that I'm going to do is next week, I'm planning a day trip. I have no idea where we're going right now, but I figure we're just going to check out the train schedule, and whatever's up, that's where we're going. So I'll let you know next time. How did it go? This is Dr. Dreema, and here we are, designing your dream life.